Tampa area Congresswoman Democrat Kathy Castor is running for re-election next week, and her opponent is the same Republican she beat in 2006, Eddie Adams Jr. Florida's 11th congressional district consists of mostly of the city of Tampa and its suburbs and the shoreline of southeastern Hillsborough County. It also includes South St. Petersburg and neighborhoods in and around Bradenton. An interview with WMNF conducted Monday morning, Adams tied Castor in with the current Congress, which has received record low popularity rankings this year.
Kathy Castor has been a member of the worst congressional Congress in history, a rating of less than 10%, less than the president. So if you was in school, your teacher would tell you a less than 10% rating on a test or a quiz or anything involving life in general was failing. So why should we send any of those people back to continue the rating? And that's not just because of anything that George Bush done. That's the congressional rating. That's the rating of the people we elected sent to Congress 2 years ago. And that's the Democratic, I hate to say it this like this, but the Democratic House and the Democratic Senate. Both of them have extremely low ratings.
True. All right. Eddie, but what about Castor specifically? What's she done in office that you think has not been worthy of the district here?
2 years ago, Kathy won an open seat. At that point in time, her nor myself had any type of congressional voting record. Now Kathy has a voting record in which she's had the opportunity to actually represent the people in District 11 and go against the basic backing of the party, because there was an issue called the S-chip that came up a few months ago. Many people may wonder what the S-chip was. The S-chip was a universal health program basically for children, but it was at the expense of a major industry in her congressional district. So if she was sent to Washington to represent the people in her congressional district, I would have thought that she would have been fighting because the cigar industry,
right.
Not that I'm supporting the cigar industry one way or the other, I'm supporting the people of the cigar industry that live here in those manufacturing industries in District 11 would affect us differently than any other congressional district in the United States of America. And she became the voice and the face of the Congress against the cigar industry.
In terms of that bill would tax cigars higher.
Tax the cigar industry an increase of 3,000% increase in taxes. And I don't think the federal government should bully any industry to that degree. You should not be taxing people into extinction. And she was the face and the voice of the Democratic House doing that to a district that she was sent to Congress to represent.
Okay, again, we're speaking with Eddie Adams. He's a Republican running for Congress in District 11, the seat held by Kathy Castor, the Democrat. Eddie, a big important vote that Kathy Castor voted on recently was the, to be better known as simply the bailout bill, where she voted against it both times it came up in the House. What are your thoughts about that bill and how Castor voted on it?
Well, I think Kathy did the right thing. At the disgrace of some other Republicans who actually voted for them, and they're reaping the whirlwind of that at this point in time. That's the one time when Kathy actually voted against the party, which is not her record. Traditionally, it's about 90-95% in which she votes the party line, which anyone can do. It is when you make the tough decision to actually represent your people, because that bailout did not do anything for the little people. It was bailing out administrators and managers for malfeasance and mismanagement of funds. And many of those people should go to jail for what they did. And if I go to Congress, we would make sure that they do. That's the part that she's supposed to be representing, the people. And if you go to Congress and you fail to represent the people, you're not doing your job.
Let's talk about another major issue, and that, of course, is still America's involvement overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. Kathy Castor ran as one of many Democrats in the House 2 years ago to end the war in Iraq, as it were, which, of course, they have not done. That. What are your thoughts about the Iraq situation as we speak in late 2008?
I think the American people have been done an injustice by the Democratic House and the Democratic Senate, because many of them are there now because of their promises to the people that we will go to Washington and we will end the war. So evidently they was lying, because here it is 2 years later, we are still in the war and they're still fighting against the war. But what they fail to realize is that there are some things that happened since they have been in place, like the surge worked. They got proof, they got evidence in front of them that if they would have appropriated their proper amount of money, the war could have been over and I got home. So I'm holding them accountable for what they have done in lying to the American people about the war and the things that could have been done to end the war sooner. We would not be over there now if they were funded the surge, gave them the money they needed, and stopped having this political war about the war in the aisles of Congress and let the generals fight the war and win the war and bring our guys.
No, so you're saying that they were lying. They certainly campaigned as we will help try to bring this war to an end. Of course, as you know how it works in Congress, in the Senate, you need to have 60 votes to pass anything, basically break a filibuster. They haven't been able to get that. In the House, they have passed these provisions to try to bring the troops home and the like, but it hasn't happened in the Senate. Let's move on anyhow. Last question for you, Eddie Adams Jr. You're a Republican running in a year that's very tough for Republicans, or that's how the scenario has been depicted. It certainly was in 2006, and we're hearing predictions that it could be even harder for Republicans currently in Congress right now in the Senate and House in 2008. We'll see what happens, of course, in the presidential race, but we've heard all year long that it should not even be close. The Democrats should be leading, you know, the Republican, generically speaking. You're a Republican. Why, in your opinion, is this party held in such a low esteem these days?
Well, one of the things we have to take in consideration is when people look back at trying to defend President Bush and they're trying to defend the party, what I'm actually here to do, I'm trying to state for the record what Eddie Adams is going to do in my race against Kathy Castor. Once we get in Congress, we can make some significant changes because not only do I represent the people of Congressional District 11, I represent a change for people in Congressional District 11, in which back when this congressional district was actually carved out in the state of Florida, there's five black congressional districts that the Supreme Court created. This is the only one that has never had a black representative. So that gives me an opportunity when people talk about change nationally and Obama being a black candidate. Well, there's a black Republican candidate for District 11. So if you want change, that's change. This will be home.